dreaming the impossible dream. I was trying to explain to somebody the other day, they were saying, but my life is so boring, it's so predictable, and I can't see how it can be different. And as they were talking about it, I thought back to my life. Leaving school at 14 with the very lowest education that England will allow you to have, and going to a boring office job, and couldn't see anything ahead at all. It just looked like I was going to be like everybody around. Everybody complaining and bored and ill. And that's what it looked like. Couldn't imagine anything being different. And then I met a series of mentors just by chance. A photographer, quite a famous photographer, who recognized that I had a skill in that direction and encouraged me. Somebody else about that I had an ear for music. And somebody else who just opened up a whole world saying, it doesn't have to be like that. And from him I borrowed a book by George Bernard Shaw, Back to Methuselah. And when I read the preface, what he was writing about who he was and what he thought, I thought, this is a famous person and they think the same way as I do. And suddenly my whole life changed. It seemed like more things were possible, but I couldn't imagine what was possible. And then when I look back through my life, at any stage I couldn't possibly imagine what was going to happen. I just couldn't let myself imagine what happened. And all these wonderful things. This boy leaving school at 14, who became the top advertising executive in Hong Kong of all places, handling the top account, the account of Hong Kong. How could this 14-year-old possibly see that with his education? And then what happened in San Francisco in the 60s, meeting all the top people at that time on humanistic psychology and attending all these groups and then having some of them come to me for advice. Couldn't believe it. And so on and so on. Dreaming the impossible dream. Because if you dream your dream that's possible, you're just going to modify your little life. But anything can happen. Anything. If you expand enough to allow it. And coming back to again, not holding. Not holding not only your old life, but your old ideas about what you think is possible. Have your dream. No matter how big it is, have your dream. No need to do anything about it. Just the dream will open your life. Anything is possible if you make the space for it to happen to you. Nothing is impossible. So dream. Have your impossible dream and make space for it.